Stanley, a young artist, volunteered as a medical orderly with the Royal Army Medical Corps in 1915. He'd done 10 months in a hospital in Bristol, 6 weeks in field ambulance training, and now he was ready for action. He arrived at Salonika on the troopship Landovery Castle, amused that a ship was named for a castle, considering the anomaly of rock and ocean, thinking of his four older brothers already at the front, and wondering if they knew that he was now on active service, Royal Berkshire Regiment. A small man with red ears, owlish spectacles, and a nervy disposition, he was unsuited to soldiering, but wished fervently for adventure. He was one of those who stood that first night watching the city burn, feeling rather ashamed of his pleasure, and confused by Salonika gleaming lovely before him, flashing its own demise. As he watched, he thought about the citizens of the city and made his own stories. A family, how they would have smelt the smoke for hours, foolishly calm at first, rising from a late supper, then known at last that they must leave. Children at play in the street, stopping to gaze at the sky, then running inside, coughing and afraid. Or a lover leaving a bed, washing away stickiness with water from a jug on the sideboard, seeing the orange glow at the window and realizing that the blaze was beyond control. Ah, the lovers. There would have been panic, and the man or woman in the bed would have rushed to retrieve clothes and hastily dressed, so they could head together down crooked stairs and out onto the street, only half aware that this was the end of all that they cherished. How he wished to paint it. The raised city. The human drama. He saw the old forms broken, shaped in new alignments. The destructible world abstracted in splendid innovations. He would paint the couple on the bed, made tired and saggy by their lovemaking, sprawled together naked, in naked, ungainly relaxation. Beyond them, the orange window before they both saw and knew. Already he understood the power of derangement and how a single window might contain an entire fate.